This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are big supporters of Lifeline WA. You can be too by checking out the Synergy Christmas Lights Trail. Find out more at lightstrail.com.au.
Don't worry, we'll get to the good stuff, the worst of TV.
It's a funny old world where we look forward to the worst more
really
than the
is.
Best.
Mm-hmm. But look, we do have to get, you know, the ninth stuff out of the way. Justin Hamilton in with his best of TV for 2017.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talk and Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talk and Telly.
And we're officially in year in review mode, or should I say year in review?
good one.
So true. Mm. And we're going to start with TV. And I thought this year was fantastic for TV.
It has been.
These are the five honourable mentions that didn't even make my top five list. And this will show you
how good we were at.
So Broadchurch, Fargo, Better Call Saul, BoJack Horseman and Mindhunter
were
five of my favourites. And I reckon any other year that would have been my top five.
I nearly fell off my seat. You mean Broadchurch hasn't even made the top five? That's how good it's been?
Yeah. Well, for me.
Wow. And,
you know, I'm sure there'll be some TV shows that I mentioned that people say, what are you talking about? But these are the five that really stuck with me. One of the most underrated TV series of all time is Vikings. The final season with Ragnar Lothbrok, as played by Travis Fimmel, was some of the saddest and most compelling TV I have seen, not only this year, but of all time. His final moments with the King of Wessex reached Shakespearean heights. And now with the rise of Queen Lagatha, I'm about to commit social heresy. And I'm going to declare this, that Vikings makes Game of Thrones feel like a kid's show. I said it.
Wow.
I said it.
Ooh.
I look forward to the Game of Thrones people sending me messages in capitals.
Constructing mine as we speak, mate.
Next up is Atlanta. Donald Glover does it all in this series. That on the surface tells the story of poor African Americans attempting to find a way to make a living. But it's more than that. Did you ever get to see any of the episodes of this?
This is on my Christmas holiday list.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Every episode is bustling with more creativity than most series do in a season, and you get everything from rap battles to a woman trying to cheat a drug test to an African American Justin Bieber. It makes no sense when I say it to you, but when you see it, you'll love it. One of the series that I loved that came out right towards the end of the year was The Deuce, and that was the new series by David Simon, the creator of The Wire, which looked at the porn industry in Times Square circa 1971. And with all great series, though, it's not just about that. It's actually about the rise of capitalism in a marginalized business, which is the porn industry. And we see how everything changes for better or worse. My hot take at the end of the year, Maggie Gyllenhaal has to get Best Actress at the Emmys next year. It is a stunning performance. Mm-hmm. And James Franco playing twin brothers was peak Franco. I was into it. If you don't like James Franco, two of them might do your head in. But if you're like me and have a bit of a soft spot for him, I loved it.
You know I do.
Twin Peaks, The Return. And I'm sure some people will do head scratchers with this, but this was the series that I had the most interesting journey with because I loved the first four episodes. Then around episode six or seven, I was thinking, I'm not sure if this is good. Like, I feel like maybe he's lost something. And then episode eight came out, and after watching it, I realized I was watching the series incorrectly and I was watching it on too small a scale. And so I broadened my horizons on how I was viewing it. And then suddenly I loved the rest of the season, and I loved that it brought back to TV something that's been missing for a long time, and that's ambiguity. Because so many TV series say, oh, this is what it's all about. You know, you almost get at the end of an episode, and this is the lesson I learned.
Mm.
It pretty much just said, what do you think happened? And that was really invigorating. But the series for me that really left me very happy was The Leftovers. And, you know, I'm one of seven people in Australia who watched it from the very beginning. And I loved every episode. And they stuck the landing in a way that was glorious. The story of people living in a world where 2% of the world's population disappeared is a beautiful exploration of faith and belief systems. The end of the show was beautiful and wasn't afraid to ask the big questions about what makes life worth living. An absolute classic of the series.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talking telly.
Well, because we've had some really good telly this year, it allows us the luxury of really laughing at some bad stuff.
Oh, yeah. And there was some horrific stuff just to help point out how good the good stuff was. So,
Take it away.
Let's launch into it. Embarrassing Bodies, a show that revolves around people who suffer from terrible malaises and what they need to do to get over them. I'm not sure that's entertainment. Like, This is the equivalent of going to the circus to throw rotten fruit at the animal, you know? And smug doctors hamming it up for the camera was bad enough, but when one man referred to his penis as his giggle stick, I had to use all my strength not to hurl myself off the balcony. Lordy. Next one, this might upset some people, but the OA. I know lots of people love this series, but any story that revolves around people being abducted and the only way they can save the day is interpretive dance needs to be deleted immediately. I've made a real effort to never go to shows with interpretive dance, so when it snuck into this show, I was full of the fury. You know what I interpreted from their dance? This show may look pretty, but it is full of crap. Next up, we have Hoags. Oh, you have to love a series about a beloved entertainer that does what it can to avoid digging into the legend.
That's why
you can't do it while they're alive.
No.
Josh Lawson was full of tics and mannerisms that made you wonder if he'd had too many coffees before shooting, and this ended up being as interesting as Crocodile Dundee 3. And if you don't remember that movie, then you're on the right track to a happy life. 7 Year Switch, a show that pretends to be a
terrible
social experiment. Oh, Lord, wasn't it the worst?
Disgraceful.
Find couples that are struggling and get them to swap partners. How about this for next season? Switch some people into the show that are interesting and get rid of the so-called experts who are as interesting as your auntie slightly drunk on Christmas Day trying to tell you about how your mum was cruel to her when they were kids. That's unfair. My auntie's actually interesting and will give me a glass of champagne. Finally... Biggest Loser Transformers. I've hated The Biggest Loser for years. You know how much I've hated it. Yeah. Always makes me hungry. But if you use the word Transformers, you better put Optimus Prime in there doing his best to work on his grill. A show that pretends to inspire people to get healthy inspired me to change the channels and enjoy some sweet ice cream.
Well in, good sir, well in.
Oh, I love it.
We'll finish off the week with the best and worst of for movies.
Okay.
What did you accidentally throw out after this monster of a Chuck, Lise? This is terrible, this poor guy.
Chuck.
But you know what? In his defence...
Is there?
Yes, there is. I believe there is, right? And we'll take you through the story. But in his defence, once upon a time, he would not have known that this stuff would be worth as much as it is today.
Let's begin at the beginning. This poor guy, James Howes, a British man who works in IT, he's accidentally tossed away over $113 million worth of Bitcoin because it was on a hard drive. Mm. Now, Pete.
Yes, hi.
I've had it explained to me before. I don't understand Bitcoin one Bitcoin.
Ah, so, good one.
Could you just sort of like... put it into layman's terms or laywoman's.
So essentially, it's currency like dollars, but on the internet. It's digital currency.
And how does it work?
Okay, so
how is it actually worth money?
So it's worth money because there are only X amount of Bitcoins that have been created.
Right.
And they are slowly being released into the world.
Mm.
And as these Bitcoins get bought up, that is why the value increases. So
can you buy stuff with Bitcoin?
Yes, you can buy stuff with Bitcoin. There are a lot more retailers across the world every single day that are starting to accept
Bitcoin. Is it an actual coin?
It's not an actual coin.
Does it look like an old something that would have been found in a sunk Spanish ship or
no,
something?
No, nothing like not a galleon.
Treasure?
Not
a galleon?
No, nothing like that, right? Mm. It's all on the internet. It's all on the interwebs.
Okay.
But it does have a monetary value. And I think to date, it's per Bitcoin, it's currently around about... $9,000, that's US, around about $11,000-$12,000. It's per Bitcoin. It's pretty big. The thing is, you don't have to buy a Bitcoin. You can buy part of a Bitcoin as well.
Just a bit of a bit.
Just a bit just a of bit, a bit. Yeah, bit, a bit Bitcoin.
Bit Bitcoin.
Bit of Bitcoin.
Anyway,
the story goes, see, back then, the cryptocurrency, which is what these are colloquially termed, was worth a fraction of what it is now.
Right.
At the beginning of 2013, each Bitcoin cost around $13.
Right, per coin.
Yeah, per coin. before jumping to around $100 halfway through that year. And then obviously we're up into the thousands per Bitcoin now.
Right.
But you actually mine Bitcoin and he'd ended
up
with... You mine it. Data mining. We don't have to go there.
Computer game.
Don't have to go there. 7,500 Bitcoin, which is now worth $113 million. And he just tossed it out. Just like that.
So does that mean he's literally, but if it's only on the internet, doesn't that mean there's some kind of record of it? It's not like he threw out a suitcase containing cash, dollars or anything.
No, because imagine that your hard drive, right? Imagine your hard drive is your wallet and the Bitcoin is cash money.
Sounds like a Bitcoin, if you ask me.
Oh, come on. Mm. Now, you can take that cash money, Bitcoin, put it in your wallet, which is the hard drive, and you can hold it there. But he's thrown it out.
Oh, dear.
The point is, this guy lost a lot of money.
Yeah, he threw out a lot of coin. Mm. And so we're wondering, brings us full circle back to what we said we were going to talk about. What did you accidentally throw out?
We got a $200 to spend at Retrovision for our caller of the day today. And there's 75 grand in prizes during Retrovision's 24 days of Christmas giveaways. Shop and enter today, 133353. What did you accidentally throw out? It could have been something like a keepsake that you didn't know was worth heaps of money and then you found out down the track.
Yeah, quite often people will hide things, you know, for safekeeping.
Yeah.
Maybe in a couch that they then put out on the bring out your, you know, your dead day, or they could be hidden in a shoe which you put into the salvo's bin or something.
And gone.
Gone.
What did you accidentally throw out? This guy is kicking himself, a British man by the name of James Howells, who works in IT, claims he netted himself.
Used to.
Done now. 7,500 Bitcoin in 2013, which he threw out on a hard drive. Back then it was around $13 a Bitcoin. Now it's up into the thousands. So it's $113 million Australian worth of Bitcoin that he ended up throwing out.
That's just crazy.
Crazy. Absolutely cray.
That's why you keep your money under the mattress.
Shane in Rivervale. Hi, mate. What did you accidentally throw out?
Hi, Lisa and Pete. I threw out a comic book that ended up being worth $30,000.
Oh.
Oh, man. Do you remember what comic book it was?
Yeah, Uncanny X-Men number one.
Oh, you're kidding.
Uncanny X-Men number one. Well, you wouldn't forget which one it was, would you? Oh. Uncanny X-Men number one. The blood's drained from Pete's face. I can gauge by that just how important that was.
Just because, like, the number ones, especially if they're original, are just ridiculous. Like, the original Batman and Spider-Man comics, the number ones go for millions in the US.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Gosh, the things I might have thrown out.
Thanks, Shane.
Better I don't know. Thanks, Shane.
See you, mate. Ricky in Jandabup, what'd you accidentally throw out?
There you go, mate. Yeah, no, years ago I was on Cunanara and I had to shift house quickly.
Yeah.
Packed everything up and only had a couple of garbage bags left, so I threw all my important papers, everything, marriage certificates, trade certificates, you name it, housing rentals, everything, all into one bag and rubbish into the other, and you know which one I throw out, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky, what a nightmare.
Got down to about close to Perth and started sort searching for some documents, grabbed the bag and opened it up and just looked at the rubbish and just went, oh, no.
Oh, no, that would be awful.
And you don't.
Oh, yeah, lost a lot.
Like, you never realise how much it actually costs you until you actually have to go ahead and refine, like, go and get those documents again from the government or whatever.
Inconvenience of it.
Passports, everything.
Oh, my God, mate. Gosh. Yeah. I feel sick. Yeah.
I feel sick. You poor thing. Thanks, Ricky.
Thanks, Ricky.
No worries, guys. See ya.
All right, we got Micah in Averley. What'd you accidentally throw out?
Hey, guys. Yeah, my mum threw out a suitcase that was full of 1988, 1989 Hoops basketball cards.
Oh, dear.
And inside there was a 1993, 94 Upper Deck Michael Jordan JH1 basketball card that... gold plated and commemorated his first game in the US Olympic team.
Oh my God.
In the dream team.
Yeah, so that card alone was probably about $12,000-$13,000 now.
Oh,
geez. It's like she threw out a house, isn't it?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Sorry
to hear that. That's devastating.
Oh. Poor mum.
Yeah.
Oh.
Poor mum.
Thanks, Micah.
Thanks, Micah.
Thanks,
see ya.
See ya, mate.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete are big supporters of Lifeline WA. You can be too by checking out the Synergy Christmas Lights Trail. Find out more at lightstrail.com.au.